And blessings be multiplied to you, dear friend. I'm Wumi Ademola, your partner in the pursuit of intimacy with God. Welcome to part 3 in the series, Producing the Fruit of the Spirit. Well, let's go into today's study. The fruit of the Spirit, as we have been discussing, is the character of Christ that is produced in the life of a Christian by the Holy Spirit of God who lives on the inside of us. If you are a believer in Christ Jesus, the Holy Spirit lives in you, and one of his main missions is to transform your character into the character of the Lord Jesus Christ, a character that is exemplified by the 9 parts of what Galatians chapter 5, 22 through 23 calls the fruit of the Spirit. Let us go there. That's our reference text for this study. Galatians 5, verse 22 through 23 says, but the Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And we've been saying that the fruit of the Spirit is the true proof that you are a Christian. A real Christian is not known by what he says or by what he has. A true Christian is known by what he does, his ability to manifest Christ-like behavior. Remember last time the words of our Lord Jesus that we examined in Matthew chapter 7, 20 through 21, where the Lord said, therefore, by their fruits you will know them. He said, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father. And what is the Father's will? The Father's will, according to John chapter 15, is that you produce fruit, that I produce fruit, that we manifest love, joy, peace, gentleness, and all the 9 traits of the fruit of the Spirit. Christianity is not just about saying, it's about doing. The grace message incorporates good works. So it doesn't just say, I'm saved by grace through faith. It says, I'm saved by grace through faith for good works. That's what we discovered Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 through 10 said. It said, for by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourself. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. Verse 10, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works. So we've been discussing that grace is not just a confession of faith. Grace is an action. Grace is a lifestyle of holy living, a life whereby you constantly cultivate and produce the fruit of the Spirit. You do not practice lawlessness. You do not indulge in sin. Because make no mistake about it, my friend, anyone who practices a lifestyle of sin will not make it to heaven. Hebrews 12:14 tells us, without holiness, no man will see the Lord. And that's why in verse 22 and 23 of Matthew 7, the Lord Jesus Christ said it. Many will say unto me in that day, he said, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name? And the Lord Jesus Christ said, he will say to these folks who just call him Lord, but they do not produce the fruit of his Spirit. They do not manifest his character. He said he would tell them, I never knew you. Depart from me. So that's not going to be your portion or my portion in the name of Jesus Christ. That is why we must be serious about cultivating, about producing the fruit of the Spirit in our life. We must be serious about change in our lives, about putting aside our old sinful ways and about walking in the new way of holiness, which is the character of the Lord Jesus Christ. So today, with the help of the Holy Spirit, we're going to begin to discuss exactly how, by the power of the Holy Spirit, we can produce the fruit of the Spirit in our life. We can manifest the Christ-like behavior that Galatians chapter 5, 22 through 23 talks about. Now, the first thing I want you to understand is that the fruit of the Spirit is not the result of your own human ability. I need you to really get this. The fruit of the Spirit, it is not the result of your own human ability. The fruit of the Spirit is the product of your intimacy with the Holy Spirit of God. That is why it's called fruit. Galatians 5:22, the New Living Translation, it said, "But the Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives." So it is something the Holy Spirit does through you, in you and through you. It is not something that you can accomplish in and of yourself. It's not something that you can just say, okay, I'm going to start walking in love. It's beyond your human ability. That's just what I want to say. It is the product of your intimacy. As you are intimate with the Holy Spirit of God, He will begin to produce in you the fruit of the Spirit. You see, in the natural world, when a man is intimate with his wife, what do we have? We have the fruit of the womb. Similarly, pretty much in the same way, the result of your intimacy, your intimate relationship with God, is also the fruit of the Spirit. Therefore, the way that you can develop this Christ-like behavior that we've been talking about, these nine character traits that are listed in Galatians 5, is your ability to remain in close, intimate communion with the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's go to John chapter 15. That was what the Lord Jesus Christ said in John chapter 15, verse 4. The Lord, speaking to his disciples, said, "Abide in me, and I in you." The word "abide" there is a word of intimacy. That is, remain in close fellowship, close union with me. He said, "Abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you." That is, neither can you bear fruit unless you abide in me. And in verse 5 he says, "I am the vine. You are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing." So the only way that you can cultivate these nine wonderful traits, these nine parts of the fruit of the Spirit, is by remaining in close communion, close fellowship with the Lord. Hear this. You're not going to produce the fruit of the Spirit by trying to follow God's rules. You can only produce the fruit of the Spirit by tarrying daily in God's presence. I'm going to say that again. You cannot produce the fruit of the Spirit by trying hard through your own human determination, your own human willpower to follow God's rules. No, the only way you're going to be able to achieve the life of Christ-like character, the life of holiness, is by tarrying. It's not in trying hard, it's by tarrying long, tarrying daily in the presence of God. In the presence of God is where change happens. There is absolutely nobody that can come into God's presence on a daily basis and remain the same. Absolutely nobody. The word of God says in Psalm 84, verse 7, he says they go from strength to strength. Each one, each person without exception that appears before God in Zion. So if you can appear before God on a daily basis, in the room of worship, in the room of prayer, in the room of the study of the Word of God, and yes, even in the room of fasting, you do this on a consistent basis, my friend, you will be changed. It's impossible for you to remain the same. Remember 2 Corinthians 3:18 that we quoted in earlier episodes? It talked about when we with unveiled face, beholding the glory of God, we are changed into the same image from glory to glory as by the Spirit of the Lord. Well, that was a direct reference to coming into the presence of God. When you come into God's presence, as Psalm 84 said, you appear before God and you behold His glory in the study of the Word, in the room of prayer, in worship. You behold His glory as you are beholding the glory of God in the presence of God. The Bible says you will be changed from glory to glory, because it is in the presence of God that change happens. Moses, we are told in Exodus chapter 34, he came into the presence of the Lord and he was changed. The Bible tells us in verse 29 of Exodus chapter 34 that when Moses came down from Mount Sinai with the two tablets in his hands, he did not know that the skin of his face shone as God talked with him. So the glory of God rubbed off on Moses as he tarried in God's presence. I tell you, as you tarry in God's presence, the glory of God, the nature of God, effortlessly is going to rub off on you. That's what we see happen also to the Lord Jesus Christ. Luke chapter 9, on the mountain of transfiguration, verse 28, the Bible says, it came to pass, after about 8 days, the Lord Jesus, he took Peter, John, and James, and they went up to the mountain to pray. And verse 29 tells us that as the Lord Jesus Christ prayed, the appearance of his face altered, and his robe became white and glistening. That is symbolic of his nature. I tell you, beloved, change happens in the presence of God. As you pray, as you worship, as you study the Word of God, your own countenance will change as well. Your appearance will be altered. Your character, your personality, you will change from being somebody that is irate to being somebody that is patient. You will change from being somebody that is so unloving and unforgiving to be somebody that is heart is so tender and so kind. That is what happens as you daily tarry in God's presence. My friend, you'll be changed, guaranteed. The only place where change happens is in the presence of God. You're not going to change your behavior by trying hard. You're going to change your behavior by tarrying long in the presence of God. So don't just attend church regularly and serve God in one capacity or the other. Don't just get involved in so much activity. Also get involved in intimacy. Seek God privately on a daily basis. The more you pursue intimacy with God, the more of His fruit you will produce. The more you will produce the fruit of love, joy, peace, and all the wonderful stuff listed in Galatians 5, 22 through 23. I want to give you a challenge, my friend. The next 30 days, I want you to take at least 30 minutes every day to be alone with God. Part of that time will be you worshiping God. Part of that time will be you studying the Word of God. And part of that time will be you just pouring out your heart to the Lord in prayer. And I guarantee you, at the end of 30 days, you will be amazed at the changes that are going to be occurring in your life. Well, that's all we have for today. Until next time, remain blessed and ready for the return of the Lord.
Thank you for tuning in to today's broadcast. We believe you've been truly been empowered to grow deeper in love with God. If you'd like to be added to our mailing list for news about upcoming broadcasts, please feel free to email knowinggodradio@gmail.com. That's knowinggodradio@gmail.com.